Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, if you have an engagement ring, say that in this scenario exactly is a $70,000 engagement ring, so it matters. Because sometimes I feel like people are just like, oh, if you break up and the engagement doesn't happen, you're supposed to give the ring back. Who would want that ring? But if the ring is $70,000, let's pretend you want it. Okay, everyone would want a $70,000 ring. Right. Who gets to keep it if the person who proposed, the man in this situation, is the one who decided this relationship doesn't work for me, and the woman wanted to stay in the relationship?
Ooh.
314-531-9898. Have you ever been in that situation where you got into an argument about the engagement ring or had to make a decision, like you were engaged, the engagement didn't work out, broke up? What did you do in that scenario? And was it a $70,000 ring? Because I think most cases, you don't care. But when it's $70,000, people care.
People are going to care. Both parties are going to care in this. But so sorry, dude, who proposed. I'm keeping the ring. Yeah, absolutely. If you give your partner something, it doesn't even matter if it's your partner. If you give someone something, that's theirs to keep. He trusted her enough when proposed. That's it. There's no going back.
I disagree. I think he deserves to get the ring back because what is the woman going to do with it? She's either going to sell it or keep it for no reason.
She wants to be in the relationship. That doesn't matter to you?
It doesn't matter.
She is saying
the relationship's over. It doesn't matter if she's still committed. He's not.
What if he cheated? And there's an area there.
What if they're both.
Yeah, like he cheated and is like, hey, I'm in love with somebody else. Give me that ring back.
She didn't do anything wrong. Why should she have to give the ring back?
I think if there's cheating, she could probably keep it.
Okay, so that's where you draw the line.
And then I'd probably sell it and keep that
money.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
But if there's not cheating, I think he deserves to have it back.
Okay.
I think for $70,000, I mean, that's a lot of money. And I would be, if I were the woman in the situation, I would be like, I can't take that much money from you. There's no way.
If you leave me, I'm taking the money.
But I mean, it's like, okay, I know.
So if you broke up, so you would consider that like, hey, I'm breaking your heart. So here's $70,000. Keep the engagement ring.
It's like a payoff. No, that's not how that works.
I kind of think that makes sense a little bit because he's making the decision to end this relationship.
Now, if he said, I'm ending this, please keep the ring.
Well, no, he wants
it back. Obviously, he didn't say that.
Yeah.
I would think that just because, you know, you got to think about the years they'd been together or the time they had spent together, it'd be like, you know what? I'm not going to take this guy's money. Somebody better will come along. This is going to be bad juju down the line.
Yeah.
Let him take the ring.
So the court stepped in because they heard this and because I always thought the rule was it's the woman's then at that point because he gifted it. And once it's a gift, it's theirs. But I guess it's like a contract. They're saying this is an engagement ring to get married, and if you don't get married, you didn't fulfill your contract, and so it's whoever purchased it gets it back. Yeah, it gets it back. That's how the court ruled this. But I did think who decides to break up with the person should matter. She's saying, I'm still committed. I want to walk down the aisle to you. And he's saying, I want to end it. And when it comes to ending it, that means you have to consider those things. Maybe he wants to get married so he can get
some. I don't think the price matters in this at all. I know people are going to argue that, but it was his choice to buy the $70,000 ring. He gave it to her. That's it.
And then he decided to leave. I agree with Hannah. I think that this is a choice that you are making. You're making a choice to walk away, and that means you can't ask for everything back. Like, you want everything back? Like, all the furniture, every, Chick-fil-A sandwich you guys ever split? Like, what is this? Like, you want it all back? 314-531-9898. Anyone ever been in a similar situation? Courts had to step in. He did call off the engagement. Should he get the ring back in this scenario? It's Y98 St. Louis. Such an interesting conversation about this $70,000 engagement ring. Its story is going viral because this couple had a $70,000 engagement ring and the courts had to step in and make a ruling on who gets to keep the engagement ring if the guy who proposed is the one who called off the engagement. And the courts ruled, said, hey, this engagement is like you saying you want to walk down the aisle and get married. If you don't get married, then the promise is off. Do you have to give the ring back because he's the one who purchased it? Paul, how do you feel from the male perspective? Do you think that the guy should have gotten the ring back, or the woman who was gifted the ring should have been able to keep it?
I think the woman should be able to keep it. He broke the contract, unless she cheated, and then he gets the ring back.
Yeah.
See, like,
if he cheated, no, she gets to keep the ring.
There's like, in their scenario, they both like accused each other like of like any kind of breakup. I feel like there's a lot of he said, she said. The reality of the situation is the person who said, no, we're not getting married, is the dude. He said, we're not getting married. She would have still walked down the aisle with them. And that matters to you. You're saying she's still committed to this agreement, this contract we have.
I'm with you, Paul. Right. She didn't do anything
wrong. It's a contract. Yeah, it's a verbal contract or whatever you would want to call it, but it is definitely a contract.
Great points. Jane, you had a good point, though, that about this guy with the $70,000 ring.
Yeah, so you have to think about it differently. If you can afford to give a $70,000 to somebody, it's no different than you giving your wife a $1,000 ring. It's not the value of the ring. It's the point of the commitment.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit, Jane, but she basically said, if you can afford a $70,000 ring, you don't need it back.
Right.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It is a good point when it comes to that. Let's say Michelle. Michelle, the guy calls off the engagement. Who should be able to keep the ring?
I think she should get rid of it to a pawn shop and take a vacation of a lifetime. And then a shopping trip.
See, yeah. The courts are saying he gets the ring back. He bought it. He spent his money on it.
So?
I want to see Michelle in court. Like, no, bro, I already pawned it. But there is somebody online, Juliana. You're a wedding consultant. What's the etiquette when it comes to like engagements? Because this probably happens all the time in your world.
Unfortunately, it does happen way too often. If according to etiquette, she can keep it. However, you know, if it's a family heirloom, it's great grandma's ring, something like that, you really should give it back. But, I mean, if you do keep it, you can always turn it into something else. I've seen that happen as well.
Do most people end up keeping it? Because AB was under this, you know, pretense that you wouldn't keep it at this point. Do most people end up keeping it?
Not that I see. Most people do give it back. They usually have something to say about it. However, they do give it back and say, you know, I don't want this, I don't need this, whatever. But I've seen a few keep it as well. And like I said, turn it into a pendant or into several little somethings, depending on how big it is.
You know? Those are big shopping sprees.
Maybe you're someone who didn't want to keep it, you know, like, what about this guy breaks your heart? Don't you want it like a little, like,
I don't want to remember that.
But you don't have to remember it. Like, you could pawn it, like Michelle said, like compensation for all the pain he put you through.
That doesn't help with the pain at all.
Oh, it doesn't? $70,000 helps with a lot.
Yeah, right. That helped me greatly.
I'm hurting right now.
Break my heart for 70 grand. No.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.